I run the bottom rungs. Oh, but I don't know that it's actually moonshine. I don't think it is, but now I don't know, you know, I don't differentiate it enough, but I don't think of this moonshine. I think of it as a very cheap grade.
It could be,
actually commercial.
I see.
Just very bad, really, you know.
That's very interesting. It's a new word. That's one I've never heard before yesterday. Now, if something isn't artificial, you'd say it's
real
or
genuine.
Yeah. And you speak of jam or
jelly?
Yeah, and we're talking, and there's a sort of a bowl of apples on the table. You might say to someone, please give the bowl of apples on the table. And you might say,
please,
give
me an apple?
Yeah, that's the bowl thing. That's
those boys.
Sure. And I ask you, where's the library? And you say, oh, it's right
there.
Oh.
Right over there?
Yeah. Now, do you ever use over yonder in any sense at all?
No, but that's a real common term through here. But for some reason, I've never used it.
Okay. I ask you, which man around here owns the orchard? And you say,
that
he's,
man.
He's, or he's the man.
He's the man.
He's the man
who owns the orchard.
And I say, are you a registered nurse? And you say, no, but I have a good friend.
Who is a registered nurse?
Okay. And the center of the cherry is called the
pit.
And the center of the peach.
Stone.
All right. And
hello, Derek.
A peach that separates easily from two different kinds of peaches.
Freestone?
And the other is?
I don't know what the other one is.
Well, there are a lot of names. A clingstone or a plum peach, but clingstone is
clingstone would be the one on the cans, I see.
And the center of an apple is
core.
Yeah. And nuts that grow underground.
Peanuts?
Sour.